Baby, if you ever wonder if came of me, I'm living on the air in the Lost Galaxy, WKRB. I got tired of unpacking and unpacking, living up and down the dial. Maybe you and I were never meant to be, but please think of Leo once in a while. I'm at WKRB in the Lost Galaxy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to another episode of Ranger Bar Radio's WKRB in the Lost Galaxy. As always, I am your host, Batzilla98, a.k.a. Tyler Tanqueray, a.k.a. Titty Mayfair. Joined live in the Ranger Bar studio with special Ranger Bar correspondent, the man with his hand up the fandom's dress, Slut Ranger.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, we're here once again, and for the last time for a while, we're going to talk about Power Rangers Ninja Steel. But just
last time for a while? The last time for good. about Ninja Steel.
What?
The last time for good. Talking about Ninja Steel.
I mean, I feel like we're going to have to mention it again at some point, you know, and, you know, on the rewatch in 10 years.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll mention it again, but yes, for a really long, but to show you that this isn't the only, show that we talk about, it's the 20th anniversary of Power Rangers in Space, and Slut Ranger, you had something you wanted to say, right?
Yeah. Because, yeah, last November, 20 years since Countdown to Destruction.
Wow, and it was,
And yeah, Lost Galaxy premiered 20 years ago. Just the other week.
Yeah, and, Lightspeed Rescues at 19.
Yeah.
Years ago, now this, within short time of this podcast's release.
So, yeah.
It was a great time to be alive. It'll be unlikely to see that we'll ever see a Power Rangers season like that again.
No.
If
they do Space again, it wouldn't be as good.
Well, yeah, the build-up that season had, I don't think you're going to have that in a Power Rangers season again. Maybe, you know, things will be different under Hasbro, but even then, most shows don't have a 7-year build-up like that. But who knows, you know? Hey, something to shoot for. Beast Morphers, top Power Rangers in Space. Yeah. Your move! Oh, but let's go ahead and...
And that was when, yeah. After Countdown to Destruction was when I joined the fandom, originally. Much, much different time back then.
It was...
So, yeah, I still remember that day Lost Galaxy premiered and how just exciting.
Oh, yeah.
That was being on, Alt Fan Power Rangers.
I, I remember having to have my grandparents, we were going to be out of town, and I had to have my grandparents tape Countdown to Destruction for me. And their reception was so terrible that it was all had static over it when I watched it for the first time. I still have the VHS around here somewhere too of that original recording that they did for me, so I can really get the nostalgia going of the first time I watched Countdown to Destruction with the terrible reception. So,
and I mean, now 15 years since Dino Thunder. I feel like every year now it's just going to be, you know, what was 10 years ago? What was 15 years ago? 20 years ago.
One day we'll look back and be like, wow, Power Rangers Ninja Steel was 15 years ago. Look at the shitty Power Rangers seasons they make now. Can we go back to when they made them like Power Rangers Ninja Steel? Oh, that'll be a sad time. I've lost our fucking mind.
Yeah, I don't know if they'd really get that bad again.
Oh.
I don't think it would.
Yeah, well, hey, I hope not, you know? But, you know, I've been proven wrong before, so don't test them. So, what do you think is the lasting impact of Power Rangers in space on culture?
Well, I mean, it was a great, great way to close out the first several years of Power Rangers.
Eloquently put.
And, you know, the death of Zordon and...
It still gets me every time. Zordon!
You know, all the villains they killed off and turning Rita Zed and Diva Talks good.
Yeah, it was
I just don't remember being spoiled that Astronomer was Crone. Because I would have never figured it out. Then I saw it online and was like, ah, oh, shit.
Oh, see, I knew that. Who is your favorite Power Rangers in Space Ranger?
TJ.
TJ, yeah. I like it. Alright, who is your favorite Power Rangers in Space villain?
Ecliptor.
Yeah. Gotta go with Ecliptor. Though, I do like me some Elgar. He's grown on me as the years go by. So, yeah, time to do the dirt, get down to Power Rangers Ninja Steel.
Yeah.
What's the first episode on the agenda?
Car Trouble.
Ah, yes. The the old episode where Calvin is being discovered for his gift of automobile fixtures by an auto mechanic empire.
Yeah.
He decides to quit school and go to work. Because he's that good. And yeah, then of course at the same time all Monster is draining all these car batteries. The Rangers got to stop them.
Yeah. I mean, this was pretty much a classic plot.
Yeah.
You know.
This episode, yeah, what did it...
The monster basically stealing electricity.
Yeah. Classic, not even Power Ranger, just classic Toku plot device, you know, or, you know, anime, whatever you want to call it, villain stealing power through electricity, in this case car batteries. The only thing was just the way they handled the Calvin getting this new job and dropping out of school. It just seemed a little old-fashioned. Seems like they could have handled it better. Like, instead of him just being like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go back to high school. You mean like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go to trade school and then do this other job or something. This is always... Ninja Steel, like, they have, like, all these, like, great setups and then just no follow-through. Like, this could have been, like, a real cool episode about, like, oh, like, I'm gonna go to trade school now. Because college isn't really right for me or something. And instead they were just like, yeah, you know... Don't do this, kid. You gotta stay in school because one day you might work on spaceship rockets. Like, okay. Yeah. And I think that's something we've said in past episodes that I know I've definitely said about Ninja Steel is that all their plots and everything feel like they're written by old people and they feel very dated.
Yeah.
And, like, it's like, oh, thanks, Mom. I'll try not to pick on the beeve. So, this, missed opportunities. With this episode. So,
And this was also the one where Victor becomes electrified.
Yeah, I can't even put together all their...
He's recruited by 007.
Yeah.
Which I thought was pretty funny.
Like it was okay.
James Bond spoof.
Yeah, ha ha ha.
Plus, 00 Sven was one of the voice actors. So that's cool when the voice actors get a role.
Yeah, I like that. I guess I'm just tired of Victor and Monty, and it's like, oh, yeah, okay, another...
This was when...
Another wacky adventure with Victor and Monty. Here they go.
Tynamon steals the... Ninja Fusion Star.
Oh, yeah, because they just drop it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Brody, yeah.
That... It goes flying out of Brody's hands and then he forgets about it.
Yeah. He... Like, oh man. These damn millennial Power Rangers, they don't even want to pick up their morphers off the frickin' ground. So... Oh, man. Yeah. I... I'll give it a Ninja Steel 3. Like, probably, I should say 2. Like, I want to say 2. Especially because the episodes that are coming up later, so.
Yeah, I'll give it a 3.
Yeah, I... thought so.
I mean, thankfully, this was the last Calvin episode.
Calvin the Nancy boy. He's kind of grown on me. He's, like, actually, like, the most, like, developed character the whole season, honestly. Like, I feel like I know more about Calvin. He has actual flaws. I mean, besides Victor and Monty, who are all flaw. It was fine. It just, yeah, they should be doing better this close to the finale.
Yeah.
Now, this next episode,
Happy to be me.
Yeah, I actually rather enjoyed this episode. A monster that basically takes Levi's voice.
Yeah.
And makes him sound like a old man. Like a little elf man, basically.
Pretty much.
It really is the uniquely perfect, like, weird voice that just sounds so weird coming out of his body. Oh, and he gets turned into a kid.
Yeah.
He's a kid, and he has a super weird voice.
Because Preston tries to use a spell on him, but it turns him into a kid.
It was funny, and, you know, worked with the plot. I enjoyed it. They used Levi's character for the plot, which, like, worked in a way that, like, you know, felt natural and, you know, used the cool idea of, like, oh, having a ranger who's a famous rock star and, like, actually using the plot and using his character to their advantage instead of...
Yeah.
When they're just like, oh, we're going to put him in high school. Yeah, he's the same age as everybody else here. Like, what? This guy's like 50.
Well, I'm going to quite go that far.
I know, I'm joking. He wasn't actually 50, but it's like he easily looks like he graduated 15 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, that still doesn't make any sense of why Levi just wasn't the music teacher.
Or they didn't even have to. Why does he have to, like, be in the school? He could have just, he could have even still just been on tour and teleports in. That terrible episode where they, like, guilt him into quitting to be a music star. They basically, like, pretended they couldn't fight all these monsters so that he had to come help their asses.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah. I'll go off about it more later. So, but yeah, I really enjoyed the episode. It was surprisingly funny on purpose, which I feel like Power Rangers isn't really good at that very much. And, so I'll go ahead and give that episode a 4.
Yeah, I'll also give it a 4.
Yeah, nice. 4s all around. 4s for everyone. I mean, technically, probably should be a Ninja Steel 5. I guess, no, I mean, Ninja Steel 5 is the Tommy episode. What was that episode called again?
Dimensions in Danger.
Dimensions in Danger, yes. Dimensions in Danger is a Ninja Steel 5. For sure. This is being Ninja Steel 4. Alright, we're learning. Yeah, anything else you want to say about this episode? I feel like we nailed it.
Huh. I think that's about it. I mean, yeah. The Levi episodes were easily the least offending.
Well, yeah, because his he's an all right actor. I don't think he's that great. But
it is funny though, because without the American accent, you know, he sounds completely different.
Yeah, I think really it's just that. Yeah, he's all right. He's a decent actor, and he's not great. He has his moments where it's like, ooh, but yeah, his character is easily like one of the most interesting, and like I feel like we've never had. I feel like we've had Rangers Get Famous for an episode, where some director wants freaking Kendricks to be a model now, or he wants Dana to be a fashion model for an episode, and then they're like not famous by the end of the episode. But this is like the first, I feel like the first Ranger really that we've had that's famous. Like,
yeah,
you know, he's like, he's still like a notable person. Like, people like know Levi Weston songs, like, oh yeah, sing that riff again for me there, boy. But so yeah, anyways, I'm rambling. This episode, wow, we agree on one, a double 4.
I mean, I don't know if fan frenzy was still kind of weird, but yeah, like this. And
yeah, Fan Frenzy definitely, I like this one way better than
Well, Tough Love was also pretty good. With, yeah, the street performer.
So, yeah, but in. Yeah. Still, not really like. Much lead up. For the finale,
that's... I don't know, of course not. lead up in a Neo Saban season.
But, you know, I guess we do. This is the start of a. Would this be a three-part finale, I guess? Almost, you could consider it, with the start of Magic Misfire.
Well, between before Magic Misfire was the Halloween episode.
Oh, yes. The Halloween episode. Which,
despite, you know, reusing the Halloween court, was, from Dino Charge, was a pretty good episode.
Well, I think them using the Halloween court again is actually, you know, kind of cool.
Yeah.
Though I find them a bit disturbing with their lack of understanding of the world and, like, oh, we're going to kill you all at a moment of our judgment. That's what I'm going to give Ninja Steel the credit is that I feel like their holiday episodes have been the best out of the Neo Saban era of Power Rangers. Their holiday episodes have been the best. That's
yeah.
Because this was it was a fun, you know, way to, like, if they're going to do it the way that they're going to do it, where they just, you know, it's got to be a clip show, basically.
I mean, this wasn't really even a clip show. It was just adapting some of the weird ninja footage.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a clip show per se of flashback, but or just a burning of footage episode, I should say. I guess the Christmas episode was more of a clip show.
Well, the Christmas episode too wasn't really.
Was I swear they were like, oh, remember this? Maybe I'm going crazy.
Yeah, this had, you know, because I thought the cast did a great job pretending to be the monsters.
Yeah, it was a fun episode. It feels Halloween-y, like you. Yeah, is it cleverly set up in a way that they can use and burn footage?
Yeah,
that's random that they don't know how to use in other regular episodes. So bravo, I say. And I think they've been surprisingly, that's the one area that they have shined in, really, with Ninja Steel, was the holiday episodes. I thought the Christmas ones were fun. And I thought the Halloween ones were fun, which I hated the samurai Halloween specials and Christmas specials, really.
Well, the first samurai Halloween episode wasn't that bad.
Yeah,
Monster Party.
Yeah, that one.
Which, written by Amit Mahamik.
Yeah, maybe I don't want to. Never mind, I'll go back. Anyways, yeah. No, I'm saying I don't want to give it too much credit. But I still feel like theirs has been the best. The like Jumanji Halloween episode, that was freaking cool. And their Christmas, I feel like their Christmas episodes have been fun. Something that, yeah, you definitely don't mind pulling out on Christmas and be like, oh yeah, let's watch this episode. This is a good one.
Yeah, I mean, the Christmas episode was good, too. Sort of Sledge and Poisander taking over the Warrior Dome and doing the Poise show.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Talking about Power Rangers, yeah. Ninja Steel. So, I'm gonna go ahead and, I'll go ahead and give this a Ninja Steel 4. I can't believe it.
Monster mix-up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give it a 4.
Woo, doggy! That's 2 4s in a row. I can't even believe it. I forgot. Let's say such things. So now we're on to Magic Misfire.
I was going to say as well that, the Zord fight in. And Monster Mix-Up was also pretty good. That was when the individual...
Oh, yeah, individual Zord fights always...
You got Brody, yeah.
I've always...
Zord teaming up with Levi's.
I've always liked this little Zord they got going with the guy that, like, jumps in the... Redbot jumps in the middle and then, like... works out in the middle of the Zord to, like, get the rest of it working. two fours in a row. I can't believe it. Ninja Steel, you don't deserve it. We're grading on a scale. you'd have to, like, go through and be like, well, if you rate this next to my Dino Thunder scores, you're gonna have to shave 2.5 percentage points off my Ninja Steel scores so it can be compared to a Dino Thunder episode. The threes and the fours that I gave to Dino Thunder don't apply here. So Magic Misfire. Is that what we're on now?
Yeah.
Tynamon, he wants to stop driving his little robot body around.
Well, he wants to stop driving his big robot body around.
Yeah, he wants to actually be regular size.
Yeah.
With everybody else, which, you know, you would think they could just do for him, but no, they're dicks. So he's got to earn it.
And Preston gets the teacher fired.
Yes, he accidentally... Everybody's into magic now because somehow Victor finds out that magic gets girls, which that's not true at all, but... magicians are creepy and... but fun. Fun, of course. But, yeah, he gets his teacher fired because he accidentally hits him with a sleeping spell.
Yeah.
And so then he gets fired by Principal Hastings. And so they have to... First they, you know, go about getting signatures to get him rehired. And I swear from my calculations of how much... They don't even get 200 signatures in one day. They're just like, yeah, you got 40, I got 40, and you guys got 30-something. And they're like, yeah. Like, okay, how big is this school? Anyways, yep. So, yeah. That doesn't work. So they just have to sleep spell Hastings and teach her a lesson. Girls don't like boys who like girls. This episode was fine. It was weird. I don't know. I'm so weirded by why Preston has magical powers. Like, it doesn't make any fucking sense. Why did they have to give him real magical powers? Why couldn't he have just been a kid who wanted to be a magician and was doing magic?
Yeah.
There was no fucking reason to give him magical powers. It's so weird. I can't get over it. Probably affected my liking of this episode. So I also didn't understand, like, yeah, I don't know. I didn't hate this episode, but I didn't love it. So I'd give it a 3. A very low Ninja Steel 3. It was like, oh, this teacher's so great.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'll give it a 3.
Well, thank you for your input. Why did you give it a 3?
I mean, the plot, you know, wasn't that great of, you know, making Principal Hastings sort of fall asleep to make her
to teach her the lesson that, yeah, oh, you know, her. It could happen to anyone. Yeah, yeah. Well, it was just an odd direction to take the plot.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many things that could have been going on right now. It's the finales. We're in the finale, I guess, technically, depending on, you know, your views. And so, to have this weird plot with this teacher who, I guess, has been in the show, but hasn't been that important. So.
Yeah. And I mean, I just never really cared for, you know, Preston having actual magic.
It doesn't make sense for this season. Like, he. Yeah.
Yeah.
It and even that, like, Sarah is a super genius, like, never really feels, like, true. But that's not even in a part of this episode, it's just a thing with Ninja Steel overall, which we'll talk about at the end, I guess. So, this was
when Mick has turned evil.
Yes. They.
Which is, yeah, one of the few things I liked.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't. I mean, he didn't really do anything. They just turned him evil. I mean, it was like, okay, this. Mick.
Well, and he makes the satellite.
I guess, yeah, he starts to make it in this episode. I'm guess the other episode's bleeding into this one.
Yeah.
But yeah, Mick's another character that it's just like, oh, full of potential and that absolutely went nowhere. And get into more of that later here. So, I'll give this episode a 3. Like, and that's...
Yeah.
That's being generous, I guess, I feel like, as well. Like, I feel like I'm... It's like pity grades. Yeah, that's... pity for Ninja Steel. That's all I have. I pity the fool who watches Ninja Steel. So, yeah. It was there.
Yeah.
I love all the original titles. Like, this was the original titles. Like, these are the worst titles I've ever heard. So,
I think some of them were changed.
Yeah, a lot of them were changed. The Magic Misfire original title was A Simple Mistake. And the next title is Doom Signal, which was originally titled Under Odious's Spell. So, yes, Doom Signal. The start of the start of the Power Ranger Ninja Steel finale, and wow, just lackluster in almost every aspect.
Yeah.
The fights aren't that great.
You know, it's almost the end because they bring back
the dad. Yes. Dad's back. He's dropping them off at school. What? You're a part of their lives? What? We thought you were absentee.
This one also had the reference when Preston says he got hired for a birthday party in Angel Grove.
Oh, gosh, I missed that.
And he was called by his cousin, Zach.
What?
Yeah.
How did I miss that?
Yeah.
Man, I may have to rewatch this one again. Maybe. That's a big maybe. Wow. I like the I like there was a kick that the dad gives Brody and Country Boy Levi Weston that looked really good. But, that was about it. Is pretty, Stan, what is the, is, who is Madame Odious's, villain assistant's name?
Badonna,
okay. I thought they said Madonna, and I was like, what? No way. Are you that far in the future now where you can just name... Somebody else can be named Madonna now? But, I don't know. Madame Odious, there was never... There's just never any reason to care about her. Like... she looks cool, kind of, and, like, she's kind of badass, but, like,
yeah,
you don't have no any reason of why she's doing anything other than, like, oh, I wanted to one-up Galvanax, and now, okay, now I'm going to defeat the Rangers, but it's like, okay, why? What do you... Because she doesn't care about Galaxy Warriors. Like, it seems like Cosmo Royale is just, like, getting her to play along because he likes doing it still, and, like, that's how they're funding their operation, but...
Yeah.
I feel like she gives a... She wasn't in it for, like, Galvanax is like, yes, I'm the best. I'm in it for the glory. So... I don't know. I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer. I'm gonna give this episode a 2.
This was also when, yeah, Haley tries out for that audition.
Oh, yes, Haley tries out for the audition, and Calvin fucks it up. He doesn't bring her stuff. He doesn't get in time to help her rehearse. And then when she asks him how he's done, he's super flat out honest about it. Even the parts where it's like, oh, you should have had some props. And he's like, yeah, I know. You were supposed to bring them. Like that, yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been, like, nice if we could have had some of this dynamic the whole season.
Yeah.
Instead of saving it for the finale. And then, like, she breaks up with him. And she immediately is just like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Like, blah, blah, blah. It's like, girl, you had every right to break up with him. Like, he's been fucking up all season. I feel bad. They're, like, literally Power Rangers' worst couple.
I mean, it was nice having a couple.
It was nice having a couple, but they should be broken up.
But it's like, you know, you have someone, Calvin, who I keep thinking, you know, reminds me of, like, Samurai. Like, and then you have Zoe Robbins, who was pretty much too good for this show.
She is pretty hot.
Right.
Oh, sorry. Is that not what we're talking about?
Well, I was going to go with, you know, one of the most decent actors in a while.
Yeah, I think she's pretty good.
Yeah.
I didn't think Cal was a great actor. I actually enjoyed watching a Power Ranger, though, that, like, had, like, genuine flaws and was an actual genuinely flawed person.
Yeah.
So, that was just nice to see. Because usually, you know, all the Power Rangers, they're all goody-goods at everything they do. Except, you know, the one guy who's angsty because, you know, his parents got murdered or whatever, or yada, yada, yada. But Calvin was just like a regular guy who, yeah, he forgot his girlfriend's anniversary. He's late sometimes. He's not good at school. Yeah. So it's refreshing to see. It would have been nicer if it would have been handled a little better.
Yeah.
But, anyways, I guess
And don't forget you had Victor and Monty literally clowning around on stage.
Yes, they...
Because I guess it was only fitting that the Ninja Steel ends with that. literally clowning around.
Victor and Monty are on Galaxy Warriors now. As apparently clowns are juggling is enough to entertain the galaxy. As in galaxies that are watching that show.
But the other thing about this was just how easily the Rangers find out about Odysseus' plan by overhearing.
It's like the laziest way to
just
write something.
Yeah, as quickly as possible. So, I mean, I'd give this a 3.
Yeah, 3. All right. Well, we can't agree on them all. I have to give it a 2. It's just the way it has to be. And so that would bring us to the actual finale, reaching the Nexus.
Let's see, what was reaching the Nexus originally called?
Nexus Power. And so,
what I thought was funny about this was the recap at the beginning. You know, with the narrator saying, Calvin and Haley fight.
Yeah.
They break up.
Definitely some of the, like, best recaps we've had in a while. That is for sure.
Only question is Beast Morpher is also going to have, you know, that the opening bit and the beginning, you know, the Morphin Grid has gone corrupted.
I don't feel like they need it. I feel like it's nice, like the first episode or something, but then for every episode, it's like, no, we don't need it anymore.
Yeah. So we'll see.
I feel like there's so many, like, epic things that were supposedly going on in this episode, but none of it felt that epic.
One of the things I did like about this was kind of Sarah and Haley teaming up.
On the ship?
Yeah, on the ship.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like this set on the ship isn't that good.
No, I liked it.
I don't know. It just didn't... I was watching it. I don't know. It didn't feel like that epic to me. Which, I'm not trying to quote Brody right now, but... Like, I was thinking of, like, Lightspeed Rescue and, like, that finale.
Yeah.
And, like, that fight inside the Aqua Base. Like, I feel like that's what, like, that fight should have felt like. And it didn't. It was a decent fight. But, like... I don't know.
No,
for
it was not going to feel like that.
It was for finale, like, I don't know. Power Ranger finale, I expect big things. And, like, this finale, I mean, it was just by the numbers.
Yeah.
Like, there was no...
I mean, it was cool, you know, Brody nearly being killed by his dad.
Yeah. This is the episode that the kick was in that I like too. He like leg sweeps both of them and they like fall over right before that was cool.
And yeah, Calvin nearly kills Haley.
Yeah.
Which was kinda funny seeing him
be
evil for a moment.
That was cool, you know, predictable.
I
just felt like that part, like, that was all, like, green screen. There weren't even on a set there.
No.
So.
When she's hanging off the ship.
Yeah, she's hanging off the ship, and then she whips out her gun. Yeah. And I just feel like, what? God, freaking Victor and Monty just kill Cosmo Royale.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh,
we're gonna by throwing the grenades.
Throw grenades at you, boom, you guys are dead.
Like, that was definitely, you know, one of the problems with recent seasons was just how, you know, forgettable killing off some of the generals becomes.
Yeah, well, I feel like Cosmo Royale was like, man, awesome name, awesome monster costume, awesome backstory and everything, and completely wasted. He literally did nothing but host the show the entire season. Yeah. They didn't use him for anything fucking else.
Well, I don't. Halloween episode.
Yeah, okay, the Halloween episode. But other than that, like, he'd be on the overall plot and yeah. anything else, he was, like, non-existent. Like, he was, like, such a wasted character. Like, that guy should have been the fucking star of the fucking show. Instead, like, he did nothing but host the show, and then we just blew him up by Victor and Monty at the end of the show. Like, well, that's it. Bye-bye. The show's over now. We don't need you anymore. Like, I don't know. I found it annoying, because I was like, man, that character was wasted.
Yeah.
Such cool potential that, like, I don't know. He could have been the new Jindrax. And then, yeah, Madam Odious merges with the Nexus Prism Steel, whatever.
Which was, yeah, reminded me of Flurious putting on the crown.
And it was like, yeah, then like the lamest fight occurred.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I saw a comment that, yeah, it wasn't really that good in Ninja either. Which, you know, was pretty much copying it.
Right.
Just, you know, the Rangers, like, combining their powers. And, I mean, Brody doesn't even try to use Lionfire. They just kind of quickly decide, you know, that it's not going to work, so they got to do something.
Yeah. It was so anticlimactic. It was like, oh, Madam Odious, now I'm all snowy, and then they, you know, powered up. Oh, we'll combine everything together, and then they kill it. Which, it's like, yes, that's Power Rangers, but, like, this was the finale. Like, let's have a little bit of a fight, like, something happen, and then, oh, we're gonna get rid of the powers. The Nexus Prism is gonna take the powers and float away. Oh, it's gonna help someone else. Oh, but it's not, because it's gonna show up the very next fucking episode just to give you the powers back again. Why the fuck did they need to do that? I don't fucking get it. It makes no... it's the finale, so we've got to have this thing where, oh, we lose the powers? No, they... Okay, we still have the fucking powers. We're still fucking ninjas. His dad's a fucking... opens a ninja fucking training center or something. Why did they have that stupid fucking scene? They're like, oh, it's going off the help. Oh my god. Yeah, alright, that's it. Fine, we're just gonna fucking go. Like, this has been Ninja Steel's fucking whole goddamn problem the whole fucking time.
Yeah.
It just... all these fucking MacGuffins everywhere. The fucking Nexus Prism that floats around and does whatever the fuck it wants to. We've got Preston with magical fucking powers, basically god powers, to do whatever the fuck he wants to at any moment. Oh my god. we have villains who freaking have access to every freaking monster in the galaxy all the time. Oh my god. Like, all the characters, like, sound cool, and they waste a Levi Weston. Oh, man. Country singer. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, we'll just put him back in high school with the rest of them. Yeah, Preston, oh, he's this, you know, quirky kid that, like, he's a magician, and, you know, he's struggling to, like, find his place in the world. Oh, well, let's give him real magic powers. We got Brody, who's, like, raised on an alien ship most of his life. In, you know, doesn't know, like, his first time on Earth. Ah, we'll just have him say epic all the time, like, to try to nerdly, cutely fit in. Like, oh my god, and then we got freaking Sarah, the super genius, who can freaking build holograms and hoverboards, but then, oh, she's going to fail her history report because she can't build this new battery for her hoverboard.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh my god, we've got freaking Calvin and freaking Haley, who, Haley, what her personality was is that she's dating Calvin and has a dog. And then Calvin's personality was that he's a mechanic, great mechanic, and a Power Ranger. And then a couple episodes in, we find out that he can't drive a fucking car, even though we just saw him drive a dump truck the size of a fucking skyscraper. Like, oh my god, like, every turn of this, like, a show, like, had, oh, Victor and Monty, ooh, like, the jock who has a nerd friend who's kind of gay for him and will do anything for him, and then they just, like, throw it away with, like, terrible fart jokes and, like, bad CGI gags. Oh, man. Sorry. Back to the finale. Just what, every fucking plot in this whole season was written by your dad, like, like, oh man, I remember this episode of All in the Family. Let's turn it into a Power Rangers episode. Like, criminy Christ. Hey, you guys seen Welcome Back, Cotter? It'd make this great Power Ranger episode. Oh my fucking criminy crimpsmas. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you pretty much covered it.
So.
And Victor gets his 50th trophy.
Yeah, he gets his 50th. They, like, purposely make him the hero. Which, okay, it's like, I don't know. What? Why? Why did they want it, like, oh, we're going to be good and let Victor help us out? And then we're gonna let him, I don't know, fine. Let him have it. Let him have the trophy.
Now that he has the trophy, will he get Monty's heart?
He never have Monty's heart. Monty's a free spirit. Let him fly.
So right. where do you rank this for?
Well, I didn't even give my grade yet. This. But I'm gonna have to say I'm gonna give this episode a 1. And that's not even just an initial. That's like an all across all finales. It's hard. Hard for me to press to find a finale that I didn't like as much as this one. Like, it was pretty, terrible by the numbers, Power Rangers finale. And I'm fine if you do a by-the-numbers Power Rangers finale, but usually you have to have had an excellent season for that to be okay. Like, I feel like you can save a season by having an excellent finale. But, you know, if you have it, if you had a solid season all the way through, then you can just do a solid finale that's by the numbers, and it fits. It works.
Yeah.
Like, we were talking about Dino Thunder. Like, that, there's nothing truly spectacular about the Dino Thunder finale. But it, everything was so solid that season that that solid by the numbers finale, it bookends perfectly. You didn't need a terribly big ending finale. But then there, you know, you got awesome finales like freaking Time Force. Like, oh man, I'd kill for an epic finale like that again. Or yeah. Even
Ninja Storm.
Ninja Storm was pretty decent. I was trying to even think of the later ones. Like SPD had a pretty epic finale. Even Mystic Force's finale was pretty epic. A little, it was pretty by the numbers, but they had like the dueling Korag scene. Like that was pretty friggin' awesome.
Yeah, but like the Mystic Fate though was a little too cartoony with like the master getting overstuffed on magic.
Well, yeah, I mean that was, it fit though.
I don't know. I thought that was a little cringeworthy.
Yeah. Well, that was also Sentai footage though too. So.
Yeah.
But I feel like they wrapped all the storylines up. Yeah, the master fight definitely was not one of my favorite fights.
And then everyone is revived, including that one monster.
Oh yeah,
they don't actually kill off anyone.
Yeah,
they bring back Motumbo.
Yeah, Motumbo, he was cute though. I mean, even like, yeah.
Overdrive finale was good.
Overdrive finale wasn't my favorite, but I still feel like it was definitely way more epic than Ninja Steels.
And yeah, Jungle Fury was good.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah, gotta give props to Jungle Fury. Finger guns. So I'm giving this finale a 1. You gave it a 4.
No, I gave it a 3. A
3. All right.
Well, kind of the same as what I gave Legendary Battle.
Oh, which yeah.
Because for me, yeah. Well, Mega Force, yeah, and Dino Charge are both 3s. Probably the, by far the best Neo Saban finale was Samurai. But that was pretty much because it was just Shinkenger.
Yeah, they had the girl Red Ranger in there to help.
Yeah.
Help make things fun. And, they knew where, I don't know. It's hard to say. I definitely feel like they really just shit the bed on this whole season.
Yeah.
I
mean, hell, I'd say Ninja Steel was the second worst season overall, behind after Samurai.
Yeah.
That's what Samurai, Ninja Steel, and then Megaforce.
You know what? I think I might have to agree with you there.
Because, Ninja Steel did some things, even Samurai and Megaforce didn't do. Like the exposition.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and they, you know, they had that Tommy episode. That Dimensions yeah. in Danger, that was fun.
But like the yeah, but I mean the good episodes weren't nearly enough to save it.
No.
It's like, I mean, Ninja Steel probably had maybe a few more good episodes than Megaforce. But, I mean, Megaforce had better characters.
And I just, it's hard for me to put my finger on, like, why it was, like, so terrible the way that it was.
Ninja Steel?
Yeah. It feels like they almost, like, they got, it's like they with Dino Charge, it was like they learned their mistakes from Megaforce, and they're yeah. like, okay, and then like, people loved, a lot of people loved, you know, Dino Charge a lot, and then it was like, they thought they had it figured out. And they're like, oh, we're gonna take Robo Knight from Megaforce. He was the best part. And then we're gonna take the varied background characters from Dino Charge and just do it in a high school setting. And, you know, the kids love that. And I don't know. Either they got cocky, they got lazy, or they just, I don't know. It just didn't work.
Yeah.
Nothing was ever used to its potential. The Nexus Prism is just fucking doesn't make any goddamn sense. Nobody knows what the fuck it does. It just pops in and out whenever it wants to. It spits out fucking stars. It takes stars away. It'll give fucking shit to Madame Odious at some point. Like, oh, who knows what the thing's gonna do next week. The Nexus Prism, it's on the Merv Griffin show. Merv Griffin.
Yeah.
Merv Griffith, I think, is the correct pronunciation, but... Yeah. And, you know, let's talk about something that Ninja Steel does do well. Holiday episodes. Because we have the Christmas episode.
Yeah.
Which they have to bring back the fucking Nexus Prism to give him back the powers because, oh, we had to take him away at the finale. Why? It's not like there was anything happening in between them that they, some plot device they needed yeah. to clear up.
Well, and that was one of the problems as well with Ninja Steel was the closure. Like, I thought, it's like the closure at the end of the first half.
Well, yeah.
Worse than the closure the first half of Dino Charge had.
I know.
It's like, why?
It's like, did you guys never used to have to make seasons like this? Okay, yes, you want to upgrade to Super and do the powers, but why, yeah, why did we have to, like, act like the season ended for good the first season only to get the powers straight back the beginning of the season next year? It made no sense. Mm-hmm. And then Ninja Steel, they hey, let's do it three times, like so yeah. But this episode, while not the greatest episode Power Rangers has ever seen, and definitely could have been better, also a nice fun holiday episode. Yeah. Get to see Coda again. Get to see Wes again, actually, as well, in a holograph. A hologram.
Kind of expected, since it was literally filmed the same time as Dimensions of Danger.
Well, God, this should have been freaking worked in as the finale. Like, this would have been so much more fun, like, if this plot and the finale plot could have been intertwined together.
Yeah.
Like, oh man.
way more epic. That could have
turned that episode easily around into one, like, you know, a top finale of all time. If they could have, you know, merged those two together. Instead, they just make it this weird one-off Christmas special. Which did I can't even remember. Did the crystal take back the powers at the end of the episode?
No.
No, so they still have the powers now.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I guess, you know, if they do a team-up.
Right, it makes sense, but why did they just take him away in the first place? That first time, it just didn't make any goddamn sense. And, the Rangers got Santa on speed dial. So yeah, that's cool.
Snow Fright turns the Rangers into snowmen. That was cool. And the Megazord, too. So that was cool.
Yeah, we got the Poisandra and Sledge back.
And Preston and Coda do the arm behind the back morph. They say, yeah, it's morphin' time.
I did notice that. That was cool.
Of course, how exactly they morph like that, who knows? But, you know, there's your Sudarsu bro moment that we didn't get in the team up.
It was a fine episode. Sledge, Poisandra, Wes, freaking Coda.
Wrench?
Who the fuck's Wrench?
Henchman.
Oh. Huh?
The one who kind of was similar to Babu.
Oh. Uh-huh. Oh, yes, Wrench, okay. Sledge's guy.
And for the last time we get, it's a bomb!
Yeah, which is kind of a weird thing for the Power Rangers to do, to send a bomb and blow them up like that.
Yeah. Finally, to get rid of the ship for good. The Warrior Dome.
So, I'm gonna... Yeah.
Best thing Ninja Steel did. Kill off the villains from the previous season.
I'll go ahead and... Man, I'm going to go ahead and give this episode a 5. Wow. Ninja Steel can have 2 5s.
Wow.
This is a fun holiday episode. Like, I would have no problem watching this episode every Ranger Bar Christmas.
Yeah. I mean, the Rangers aren't sitting around celebrating Christmas in the school.
What did you give this episode?
I'll give it a 4.
All right. And so, what do you think of Ninja Steel as a whole? Where does this... I mean, yeah. I've kind of already led on about that.
But, yeah. Second worst season.
Second worst season. So Samurai would be right up below that.
Yeah, Samurai... Ninja Steel, and then Mega Force.
You know, I think I might have to agree with you there. Mega Force and Ninja Steel, God, pretty close for me. Honestly, I feel like there's Though, I don't know. Gosh, you know. I'd rather watch Dimensions in Danger and that Christmas special pretty much over the Legendary Battle. And that's really got the only Megaforce episodes that really stick in my mind besides the premiere. The rest of it is just a footage hash haze, essentially. I feel like I only remember the episode where Emma and G are like nature photographers. Well,
yeah.
I'm sure Peter and Yoshi will be in our lives and popping up again in Ranger moments from years to come.
Yeah, because it was pretty fun seeing them on Hyperforce.
Yes, Hyperforce, we hardly knew you.
Which I'm still, yeah. Still got like 2 episodes left to watch on YouTube of that.
Well, I think that's all we have to say about Power Rangers Ninja Steel, huh? Talk about it again in 10 years.
I think we've about covered it.
I'm Batzilla 98. You've been listening to the voices of Slut Ranger. Yeah, tell him.
Yeah.
Tell him how they've been listening to your sweet sultry voice.
Yeah, you've been listening to Slut Ranger.
And I'm Batzilla 98. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Ranger Bar Radio's WKRB in the Lost Galaxy. Thank you and good night, bitches.
See ya.
The girl from Beast Morphers, I adore her. I would give her all my morphers. My name is Slut Ranger, I ain't no stranger. Sure, Dorties call me when they're in danger. If you have another minute, why don't you check out this next segment.
Yeah, I got a minute for you. Just turn on my booktube. So slutty and rude. Kicking people in the face. Look at the way his dick fits inside of her face. So sensual and pleasing, and he will protect you with every ounce of his being.
The ladies he will protect. His penis will always be erect. Don't you want to have some sex? Sluts and bitches, pimps and riches. Oh, we about to give these guys some stitches. Sluts and hoes, when you're rolling with the kids, everything goes. Heading out to the Poconos, maybe we'll go out to Lime. Maybe we'll stun on a fucking dime. You don't know what's gonna happen, so you better just get ready to be strapped in.
It's Morpher time. Time for me to unwind. Did everybody read the sign? I'm 6 feet and I'm coming in to lick those toes. Baby, you know how it goes. Munson gave me the pills. Dressing up like a ranger for thrills. Vigilante to stop the crime. Baby, let me pour you some more lion. A little tongue kiss. A little dick flick, anything to get in bed with this chick.
I would have paid $1 million just for a chance to hear Shorty holler. You know, so Slut Ranger's a baller. Lick my toes, lick my face. I'm the number one rapper you just can't replace. Go ahead and take a look. Beating up that pussy like Captain Hook.
Gotta eat that pussy, gotta sharpen my hook. Gotta take you to sea because I'm a fucking crook. I steal wives, I steal diamonds. Baby, can I glide and climb inside ya? It's gonna be a fun night. I got Slut Ranger here all night taking pics with his new lens. Oh baby, I'm putting you in depends. I'm putting you in a blouse that's pleated. Girl, you're gonna need it. Pulling into the port of Tacoma. Yeah, you smell the aroma. It's winning, it's sinning. In the streets, we're always grinning.